Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In a rare meeting of the animal kingdom and the comedy kingdom, we're pleased to announce a new comedy show starting next week in Auckland, part of the New Zealand International Comedy Festival. Comedian Becky Umbers is the brains behind it. You may have seen her on the likes of 7 Days and The Project. Well, this latest show isn't all laughs. It's about raising money for a good cause, the New Zealand Nature Fund. And Becky's with me in the Auckland studio. Hello.
Hello.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, man.
How did you get into comedy for the first time?
Oh, I went to uni, did communications. One of the papers was like a performance paper. So I did sort of, I called it a speech, but it was basically stand-up.
Yeah.
So I'd always loved stand-up. But it's one of those careers you sort of think, oh, I couldn't actually do that. Like, that's not an actual job people have.
Yeah.
And then my tutor at the time said, you should go to the Classic and try stand-up. So I said, thanks. And I thought about it for maybe 2 more years.
Really?
Yeah, he sat on it.
Yeah.
And then I just, emailed Scott at the Classic and said I'd like to do the rookie night, the raw night. Did one, and then he said, oh, come back, do another one in a month or so. Did that one, and then he emailed me and said, oh, you're through to the semi-finals. And I was like, semi-finals of what?
Oh, that's so funny.
I didn't realise it was. And then,
Raw Comedy Quest, presumably.
Yeah, Raw Comedy Quest. And then, so my fourth gig was the Raw Comedy Quest final, which was crazy, and Q Theatre and is it Rangatira? That was kind of, and then I sort of just kept doing it and thought, oh, maybe this is a real job. I can do this.
And, it's a real job because it's been a great few decades for New Zealand comedy.
Yeah. You know,
it was within living memory, certainly within my living memory, where people would sort of screw their nose up and
say,
New Zealanders just aren't really that funny.
Yeah, not that funny. It's not since Billy T.
Yeah, all that stuff.
No, well, it's so much good comedy.
And then the major event on the local comedy calendar is the International Comedy Festival, which sort of looms large for comedians because it means organising a lot of material and getting it match fit by a certain date.
Yeah.
Is that you every year, or do you do it some years and not others?
Yeah. You kind of aim to do it every year, I guess, but it's good to have breaks. I did Edinburgh as well last year and then Melbourne. So some people try and do like one solo a year.
Yeah.
But then it's like if you do Edinburgh and Melbourne Festival and New Zealand International Comedy Festival, then you sort of finish Edinburgh in August and then you're already writing for May. So it's kind of...
What was that experience in Melbourne, Edinburgh like?
Great. Insane. But so,
tell me about
so
Edinburgh.
Cool. Edinburgh is nuts. So many meltdowns, I would say.
How many nights did you do?
Every night for the whole month. It's a whole month. You can take, we took one night off in the middle.
Gosh.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
And then, you just do every day and you just become sort of nocturnal as well because then you go and see all the shows. And there's shows on till like 4 a.m, which is crazy.
And presumably you have big crowds and small crowds.
Yeah, tiny crowds. Sometimes there's like 3 people in the crowd.
Oh, gosh.
Which are some of the funnest ones,
yeah.
The most fun, are when there's 3 people. And they're so up for it because they're like, I'm just here to see. Because there's so many shows and you've got all the big acts, you know, you've got Fern Brady, Daniel Sloss, and then often they're full. So people are just sort of here to take a punt on a random show they've never heard of.
Right.
And they're, really up for it.
Okay,
really
well, tell me about the big idea for this festival show.
So this show, I've basically, combined my two loves, which is animal trivia and
Can't
comedy.
Believe you and I have never talked to animal trivia before.
I love animal trivia.
Really?
I love it.
Huh.
And so my best friend, Ella, we've known each other since we were like 5, but she's a zoologist, and so I've roped her in as my co-host, and she's always telling me all these cool stories, and I always find them fascinating, and I thought everyone else would probably find them fascinating. And so, we've combined it into this show, because obviously nature documentaries these days, pretty depressing. so this show is not going to be depressing. It's Animal Facts. So it's kind of, yeah, live panel show, like your 7 days or your Guy Mont Spelling Bees, but animal trivia at the heart of
it. Great. Now, we're a few minutes into the interview, Becky, so it's probably worth, and I know you won't mind me doing this at this point, letting listeners know this is your real voice.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I usually get it out the way up the top so people aren't sat there wondering, like, what is going on?
Okay, great. So this is the voice you'll hear at the show, and it's in Auckland only.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a podcast together as well?
We do, yeah. We've recently started a podcast. There'll be a few more episodes coming out soon. It's called the Mantis Shrimp Podcast.
Gosh.
We interview comedians about their favourite animal, which is quite fun.
Love it.
Ella gives us loads of cool facts.
I think you got a double pass to give away. We don't usually
sure
do giveaways,
do.
But whatever. Because I love some animal trivia, so I just thought it was a great chance for you to pose an animal question to our listeners. So what's the question?
My question is, what animal lives the longest, not including invertebrates?
What animal lives the longest, not including invertebrates? You can text your answer to 2101. Got a late start time, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
9:45.
Rough for a Wednesday and a Thursday. Friday and Saturday, though, fun.
Okay. 8th to the 11th of May at the Basement Theatre. I will find out the answer to Becky's question, and I'll give it to you after our first Link 3 song, which is coming up. Good luck for the show. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Becky Umbers, and you can find her and other comedians on the New Zealand International Comedy Festival website.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.